Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow impactors, to another episode of the Impactors Podcast. And today we have another guest for you. We have Jerry Zimmerman. Now, Jerry has a PhD and he is a globally recognized microeconomist and author of 7 books and has taught organizational economics, accounting, and finance at the University of Rochester's Simon Business School for more than 40 years. Now, he's consulted with numerous clients, worked with Fortune 500 companies, but I'm going to save that for the first question. And I want to start this off, Jerry, just by saying a big thank you for being with me here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's jump into the first question. First question I have for you is, explain a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impactor.
I have taught at the University of Rochester Simon School, as you noted, and I have done a lot of research, published research, in the general area of corporate governance, which is a topic of economics, finance, accounting professors, and management professors that look at the general question of how do organizations, be they profit, nonprofit, legal, illegal, how do they motivate a workforce composed of self-interested people to pursue the organization's goals? And it's studies of how do you design compensation schemes, how do you organize the firm, how do you empower people, how do you provide incentives and design corporate cultures to get the workforce to pursue the organization's objectives. And my latest book called Relentless, The Forensics of Mobsters Business Practices, looks at that question of how do organized crime syndicates solve their corporate governance problem. And like I mentioned, this is a problem that faces every type of organization in the world.
So explain to me a little bit more about the real idea why you wanted to create this book, right? I understand you have, you know, years and years of experience and knowledge in this industry and you teach it, but why put out a book like this? Why talk about the forensics of mobsters' business practices? Explain to me that.
Well, all of my research is focused on lawful firms, be they publicly traded, global multinational corporations, be they Enron or General Electric, or even Dominion Bank. That's been the focus of my research. My avocation has been organized crime, growing up watching The Untouchables and then The Sopranos and The Wire and the Godfather movies. All of these shows usually end badly for the bad guys. But yet some of these criminal organizations like the Mafia has existed in the United States for 100 years and in Italy and Sicily for hundreds of years. How are these organizations, how are these unlawful organizations able to survive despite enormous resources by law enforcement directed at undoing them? And that was really the motivating question behind the book, to try and apply the same tools that I used in analyzing lawful firms to understand how unlawful firms are able to persist in many ways longer than iconic brands like Kodak and Blockbuster and JCPenney's that have gone out of business. So that was the motivation behind Relentless.
So let me ask you, with this book and with your experiences and, you know, the journals and articles that you've written, how are you making a positive impact in your community?
Well, what I'm trying to do is inform lawful managers that there are important management lessons to be learned by studying these unlawful firms that have survived for so many years. And in particular, all organizations have to provide incentives for their workers to provide that come to work day after day and work towards the organization's objectives. You know, the world now is in the middle of this pandemic, and there are basic incentive questions of how do you convince people who are reluctant to get vaccinated? How do you provide them incentives to go and get the jab? There's a lot of people who fear the vaccine. Some feel it's unsafe. And the real problem that lawmakers and the government officials have to solve is not just the logistics problem of getting the vaccines to the clinics, but how do you get people into the clinics who don't really trust the vaccine?
So I'm curious to have your perspective on the business aspect of this conversation, just because, you know, you have years and years of teaching and working in, you know, economics and school of business. And the question I have for you is this idea of impact, you know, whether social or whether economic, but just making an impact. Do you believe it's an important part of business? And if so, why?
Well, all businesses seek to be successful. They all seek to provide products and services that people want to consume. And in order to have that impact, they have to produce products and services that they can sell at a price at least above cost, or else they go out of business. And so my entire career has been focused on educating students and executives in terms of how do you solve this corporate governance problem. And it's the same in governments. You know, how do you get government officials to come up with programs and policies that work? You know, so for example, a great example of the importance of incentives is the way the former president Trump's administration saw that the way to get pharmaceutical companies to invest in unproven vaccines was to provide them the incentives to do that. And the one thing that I've always taught, and I think the thing that I've been most impactful about, is teaching people the enormous importance of incentives. And what Trump did was he had the government come along and say, we're going to pre-order all of this vaccine before we even know it works. And that provided the pharmaceutical companies the incentives to go out and invest billions of dollars trying to come up with an enormously important product, the COVID vaccine.
So, really, business, whether they need to make a profit or not, they always will make an impact, right? Whether good or bad, business has an impact.
Well, it doesn't have an impact if it goes out of business. You know, Amazon is having a hell of a lot more impact than, let's say, Hilton Hotels. Just because Amazon is providing services at a much higher rate to society than the travel and leisure industry, which is being shut down.
So for people listening today, What would your advice be for them to begin building their own impact, whether through business, whether through personal, you know, projects? What would that advice be for building an impact?
The advice I would give is that if you're running a business, you have to understand that your customers are self-interested, and you really have to understand what they want from your product. You really have to understand what motivates their self-interest. What do they really, really care about? And at the same time, you have to understand what your employees want. Sure, they want a paycheck. They want a meaningful job. But they also want a culture that is provides them a sense of belonging. And so you really have to motivate both sides of the equation, both the your employee side and your customer side. And so to be most impactful, what you have to do as a businessman is really get down into the nitty-gritty of what is driving my customers to my product and my workers to put out extra effort. And Jeff Bezos understands that better than almost anyone in the world. He understands that people want convenience, they want quick delivery, they want fabulous customer service. And in fact, what your listeners should do is they should type into their web browser the following, www.relentless.com. And you know where that takes them, Avery?
Where?
Amazon.
Ah.
Before Jeff Bezos named Amazon Amazon, he registered the domain name Relentless because he was thinking of actually calling Amazon Relentless. And when you think about Jeff Bezos's career going back to when he first started the company, I think back in the 70s or 80s, he wanted to be relentless in terms of giving his customers absolute perfect customer service.
No, that's great advice. So I just want to end this podcast today by saying what I said at the beginning. Big thank you for being with me here again today. You bring a wealth of knowledge, and I'm really curious to learn more in your book about, you know, these details and governance on, you know, some of the crime syndicates and what they do, because you are right that a lot of these, you know, crime organizations or families have lasted and might last longer than a lot of the big companies that we know today. So that's a very unique perspective to delve into. But again, I just want to say a big thank you for being with me here today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to very smart people like yourself.